You are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. Today, we have a special guest with Peter Bedard, and he'll be up next. Peter's a dear friend of mine, and he had a very special tea shop in downtown LA for a while. And Peter's a hypnotherapist. He's now written a great book on healing, and he is a public speaker around the world. So he'll be up next and sharing with us all the ways in which he has come to understand through his journey how to help his clients. And he's just wonderful, so you're going to love him. I'd like to readdress again with everybody. First of all, happy July. I hope you had a great 4th and lots of fun. I had a nice holiday myself, and it was nice to kind of be by the beach and with familiar faces, and everybody around here is kind of like family anyway. So we are all one over here on the coast in Malibu. And we include you too. Come visit us here. I wanted to share with you that if you haven't donated to the Elephant Sanctuary in Brazil, please take a minute and decide if it's something that you feel comfortable donating to. You can go to globalelephants.org to check out what they're doing there in Brazil at the Free Roam Sanctuary, and you can listen to all the archives of the previous shows that I've done at makinglifebrighter.com on the radio tab. So last week I spoke a little bit about people having trouble donating through the button on their site, and if you still are having trouble, then please contact the Tennessee office, the main headquarters, and send a check in there. And Making Life Brighter is taking donations locally, but if you need to send one in, you could do so to us here, and you can just email me about that at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. But go direct if you can do it. And every bit that you send helps the elephants and helps the documentary that they're now filming about this situation. So we're in support of the elephants, and we're in support of all the ways in which we can help them facilitate healing too, because that's what we're about here at Making Life Brighter, is healing. And also, gosh, it's just been such a whirlwind month, hasn't it? There's so many things that are transitioning on the planet entirely. And one thing that I've been hearing from everybody is like, whoa, slow it down, right? All the energies are going really quickly right now, and July is no exception. This will be a pressure cooker month, and there is going to be quite a bit of buildup of energy on the planet. So it's kind of like a forced Mercury retrograde, and if you feel the need to retreat, it might be a good time to just kind of pull in, do some meditation, do some mantras. Quiet yourself. Go ground on the earth. We did a show on grounding last year, and that was so cool because there are so many tools today in which to ground. We need it more than ever because we have all the electricity and the electronics and everything around us. So grounding is key. And whether it's just standing on the earth for a few minutes and putting your feet in the dirt or on the grass, and letting your energy flow through, pulling up the earth energy and letting it balance you, or using tools for grounding like crystals and some of the tourmaline that I talked about to help take the EMFs out of your system. They have all sorts of tools today for grounding, including now beds that are grounded. And you can sleep on a bed that is grounded, and that's amazing. The sleep quality is a whole new thing on a grounded bed. The Indians, you know, they didn't actually have beds like we have, and they were close to the earth in many ways, and they were in tune with the earth plane and all the elements, particularly in their region, wherever that was. So not only was their health more in tune, their systems and their spirit were in harmony with their body, and they were able to adapt to whatever they needed to much more easily. As we go further and further out there, the brain waves are shorting out, because there's so much ADD activity with all of our electronics. And we're going to come upon seeing a generation of early Alzheimer's, maybe some brain dysfunction on account of this type of activity. And we have a job, each and every one of us, to take a moment and ground. Tai Chi is a great way to ground. Qigong is a great way to ground. Any of the martial arts are a great way to ground. Even swimming, being in water, even though it's a conductor of electrical, being in water is very harmonizing to your whole system. So those are things that you can think about in terms of how you can keep your energy straight through this crazy month of July that's coming up. And in a minute or so, I'll be bringing Peter on, and we'll have a great talk with him about his book. I wanted to again speak about the sanctuary, which I will be holding seminars at in the Boston area. So if you're in the Boston area come September, I'll be holding some classes and seminars there on body system health, iridology, and emotional healing, as well as one-on-one appointments. You can find that center and listen to the show that we did at the center, which was just 2 weeks ago now. Hard to believe, really. time is speeding up. It's going by. You can find that center. It's Villa Serra Spiritual Creative Center. And it's, I keep saying retreat center because that's the way it feels to me. It is a retreat center. It's in Middleborough, Massachusetts, and it's a suburb just outside of Boston. So if you're there in the Boston area and you'd like to attend, you can contact them through Facebook and sign up there for classes coming up in September. We had a fantastic showing there, and it was such a pleasure for me to work with those people. They were so ready for the information, and there was no pulling anybody forward. They just jumped in, and collectively and individually, we just went for it. So we're going to do that again. We're going to continue to do that, and you'll find me on the East Coast quite a bit now coming up. So I am very excited to soon share with you some of the writings that I'm doing, and you can listen to the shows on the archives. You can also read the articles that are posted every month on the website. So if you're not on the mailing list, go sign up on the website and check us out on Facebook too. And there you can figure out all the upcoming events. We'll be having more and more things coming up. I'm going to enter this fall with a lot of fun things. So we're going to have more information coming, and we just have to kind of keep it smooth, because right now the energies are pretty heavy, and we've had lots of shootings, lots of bombings in the world. As I spoke last week about, you know, how our individual consciousness is affecting the greater whole, and so therefore we have almost an obligation to bring ourselves to the best place that we can bring ourselves, the most optimum, the highest vibrating, and the sweetest connection with our spirit is where we're heading. Whether you like it or not, we're heading there. And if you don't feel like it's something that you're drawn to, the earth plane and the things that go on in the earth plane may push you there. So a little proactive effort in that direction will make it a lot simpler and a lot easier. And we're going to begin going through tools on how to do that. I'm also going to be sharing with you things on tapping, and also with video so that you can see it. And you can also experience and understand how it is that I'm coming to the successes and the conclusions that I come to that fast with any subject matter within minutes or an hour. And you can see how people can use these tools to optimize. So that's really neat. We've got a variety of things coming up with Ron's Rolls. He'll be coming next. Ron's a dear. Wait till you hear Ron. He's sweet too. And Ron makes these fabulous, raw, healthy, all-natural, protein-laden raw rolls. And I think the co-op here in Santa Monica is going to carry them soon. So that's great. We're looking forward to that. And you'll be hearing Ron's rolls coming up in a week or so. We're going to continue our conversation in consciousness and carry on with that, because really everything that I'm presenting to you is a conversation in consciousness. And that's the goal. That's my personal goal with the show. The show always takes on a life of its own, of course, but that is my dedication and effort to even doing a show like this, that those that are making a difference in our world, those that are contributing positive and uplifting things to us, are those that are being featured, so that you have the information and you can be inspired and go out and inspire somebody else. Because if you do something as simple as just smile and say hello at someone, like the checkout person or someone at the, you know, at the airline or the bus stop, or people that are in service even, you know, they deal with all of us and all of our energies and our thought patterns all day long. But when do we take time out and stop and really look them in the eye and say, hi, how are you today? How are you feeling? And just a simple smile, something as simple as just a smile. So this is exciting. It's fun. Summer's here, and I'm looking forward to a great summer. I hope you are too. We might have some heavy energies, and just know that. So going into it, we're going to prepare, and we'll be ready for whatever comes down the pike for us. And we will look into some more fun subject matters this summer. If you or someone you know has a book that you'd like me to feature, I'll consider it. You can always write to me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com, and you can certainly find me on Facebook under Making Life Brighter. So we appreciate all of your following and your listenership. You guys are awesome. We're in 100 countries around the world, people. 100 countries. That's a lot of you out there. And you're listening from every corner of the world. So we hope that we're making your life brighter and that you in turn share that. And now we're going to get back to the show with our special guest, Peter Bedard. So we'll be right back after this commercial, and we'll begin with Peter's amazing book. And you get to hear from this amazing healer himself and a dear friend of mine, I can say. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary. Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Well, Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today I have a very special friend and guest, Peter Bedard. And Peter has been a well-known hypnotherapist and healer in the LA area for quite some time. He has one of the biggest followings of people for his meetup group, and he is launching into the stratosphere now with his new book, which you all have to get and read, Convergence Healing, Healing Pain with Energetic Love. Healing Pain with Energetic Love. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I love you. I think you're awesome.
Thank you. I love you too. And I've had the pleasure of speaking at some of the events that Peter has put on in the past, and also doing a volunteer event with him, which is how we met way back. And that was just so special. And he has that kind of heart, and he's been doing great community things in the LA area. And he has written this amazing book all about healing and healing pain. So how is it that you came to this? And first of all, where is this? I know this book is doing great. So tell us about...
Yeah, it's really exciting. So people can find the book all over the place. It's at most bookstores now, and you could find it online through Amazon or Barnes & Noble or IndieBound or Google Books or iBooks or any of those places. So it's really accessible to people, Kindle.
Excellent, excellent. So there's no excuse. You have to go and you have to get this. Now, this is a bit...
Yes.
This is a bit of a healing book, a story of your life, kind of a what I'll call a prescriptive nonfiction. It's showing the way through pain and really through some of your own story of pain, too. And so tell us a little bit about what drove you to write this book and why now?
Well, I had to heal myself, and that's where it all started. So... I had tons of issues that were going on within my psyche, within my heart, within my body that were just out of control. And the only thing I was being offered was traditional talk therapy, which didn't work for me, drugs or pharmaceuticals, which didn't work for me, and continued surgeries. Now, Western medicine was phenomenal at one big major surgery that I needed to put my body back together. But outside of that, there wasn't a lot of healing offered to me. And I needed to heal. And for about 20 years, I didn't know what to do. I just stumbled along. And I started to eventually go into holistic therapies, but I had no idea what they were. We're living in such an amazing time right now.
I know it.
It's incredible. 20 years ago when I had this pain come into my life, and it lasted for more than 20 years, when I had this come into my life, there were no other options. It was either drugs and surgery or nothing.
Yeah.
And I saw what the drugs had done to my father. My father's an amazing, beautiful man. He broke his back before I was born. I think he was 25.
Wow.
A bunch of, at the time, you know, when my dad was 25, it was back in the day.
Yeah.
And he would deliver, remember when milk would be delivered to your house?
Yeah.
I don't know, you're not old enough for that, but when milk would actually be delivered to your house.
Yeah.
My dad was a milk delivery guy. And on the commercial level, they delivered these big giant tanks, these big cylinders like helium tanks, big heavy metal tanks, and they fell on him. And he crushed several of his vertebrae. And the doctors fused those together. And I've only known my father for my entire life as a man in pain. That's the only way I've known him. Mm. And he has been on prescription drugs for his whole life to try and manage
That's
the
so
pain.
Tragic.
And he was sort of an athlete. He was an umpire. Right, so he's constantly squatting and jumping up, squatting, you know, getting a baseball umpire, getting down behind the plate, you know, calling the shots and doing that whole thing. And he was a mail carrier, so he's a postman. And he carried 50-pound bags of mail on his back until, I think, in the mid-80s or something like that, they gave him those carts where they wheeled them.
Through the pain?
But he did all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw my father go from one drug to another drug to another drug to another drug in order to be able to handle this pain that he was going through. And I looked at that and I said, I don't want to do that. Now, I didn't know how to heal my pain, though. I was just in pain and it was excruciating. I disconnected from my body at one point so severely that I was working a trade show in San Francisco and I was meeting a friend after the show. And I was in a restaurant, sort of a bar area, waiting for him. I was leaning up against the wall, and a guy came up to me and said, are you okay? Like, he was really genuinely concerned, and he got very close to me. And he's saying, are you okay? And I was a little taken aback. I'm like, who's this stranger sort of getting in my face, right? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. And his response, and I said, why? And his response was, you're crying.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea I was in that much pain. And when I finally tuned in, it was excruciating. But it built up and built up and built up over all these years. And I disconnected so much that it was the only way I could survive outside of taking pharmaceuticals. And I figured out I had to do something. And so I didn't know what to do right away. It took me quite a few years. And I just stumbled into holistic therapies. There was a point where I couldn't even crawl like a baby. I had sciatica so bad, I couldn't even crawl on my front. I couldn't stand. I couldn't sit. I couldn't walk.
And that is so unlike what you look like today.
Oh,
and
right?
How you carry yourself. I know.
I'm full of grace.
Peter's a handsome, handsome fellow. And I'm sure you'll see his face somewhere soon on TV or upcoming. He's very statuesque, and you would never even believe what he's telling you right now if you could see him. It's just hard to believe he's healthy.
It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. I crawled on my back down a flight of stairs from my apartment into my car, drove all the way across town because I lived on one side of town and I found an acupuncturist that was on the other side of town. I had no idea what acupuncture even was. Somebody suggested it to me and I said, okay. And I made an appointment. I just went. And the guy worked from his home, and I had to park two blocks away, crawl down the street
on my back,
crawl up a flight of stairs, and then I walked out of his place. I wasn't pain-free, but my pain had dropped down to such a level that it was a miracle. I walked out of that place, and that was kind of my awakening, where I said, holy crap, whoa, there is something to this stuff. And it wasn't, like we were saying in the beginning, this wasn't available, really. It wasn't really around unless you were in a particular circle. You didn't know anything about, you know, maybe you heard about chiropractic and maybe
if you had it, it was even available, right?
Yeah,
exactly, somewhere.
And 50 years ago, it was illegal to be a chiropractor. You get thrown in jail to be a chiropractor. That's how twisted our laws have been and continue even to this day. But I just started exploring things. Anything I possibly could find. And I started to heal myself. I did iridology and color therapy and sound therapy and colonics and deep tissue massage. And I adjusted my diet and I started exercising in a particular way. And I did anything and everything that I could possibly find. My entire life, I was living paycheck to paycheck for that period. And any extra cash I had went to going to a practitioner.
Interesting.
Some sort of person that could help me feel better.
I think a lot of people are doing that today, though, and that's why your book is so important. Is this what kind of drove you to put all this together? And
I had to heal myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I had this 20 years of this chronic pain walking around, and I had everything from fibromyalgia, arthritis, to asthma, bronchitis, sciatica. The list goes on and on and on. And I had to heal myself. It wasn't an option. Some people give up.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that wasn't an option.
Yeah, well, you know, people actually are stuck because they don't know where to turn.
Exactly.
So what is it about this book that you've written now that's going to give people that particular answer? Who would mm-hmm. benefit exactly from what you have written here, which is so powerful?
So anybody who's experiencing any kind of pain, whether it's emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual pain, all of it needs to be addressed. And pain is the same. In fact, our emotional pain is often worse than any broken bone.
Right.
And when what I discovered in my own healing is we have to also heal on all those levels. Because when we are wounded, when we are in a pain situation, let's take, for example, a football player. he slams up his knee like I did, right? And he's got a physical pain. His knee is broken. Got it, right? But there's also a heart pain because his passion and his love, the thing he wants to do more than anything in the world, he can no longer do. His heart is broken.
Right.
And there's also a mental, intellectual pain of maybe panic and worry about the season. How is it going to play out? And where is he going to go? Is he going to be able to have his career anymore? Is the team going to be able to play its best without him? And so you have to heal on all those levels at the same time.
Yeah.
And most of us only work on one level, and we only do it through allopathic medicine. And that's fine if it works for you, if you get the results you're looking for. But in general, you gotta add, if you're going the allopathic route and you're doing the drugs or surgery, you gotta add the emotional level and you gotta add that intellectual thought-based level. When I did that, I called it my cocktail. Because this concept came to me in the mid-90s, right? When everybody was talking about these cocktails for cancer and the cocktails for right. HIV, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I thought, well, I don't want that, but I like this combination thing. I like this mixing ingredients to create wellness. And that's why I called my practice Convergence Healing, because it's a coming together of things.
Yeah.
I'm constantly referring people out, constantly. If they come to me and they're working on a particular issue, some of the primary questions that people will find in the book when they do the self-help part of the book are, how does this part of you benefit you? Mm-hmm. And what does it need in order to heal? And not just in one answer, what does it need on the physical level in order for you to heal and this part to heal?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is so wonderful. Well, we're going to hear more about the actual steps behind this, and Peter will share with us a little bit about what's actually in the book that he talks about in terms of how you come to this end point of discovery, I'll say that. And he has a brilliant way of putting this together in his book, both through his personal stories and through client testimonial stories, like for coming together with all the different things that have gone on in his practice and in his life. And this is just a brilliant book. Convergence Healing, Healing Pain with Energetic Love by Peter Bedard. Go look it up. Go get it. And stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Peter Bedard right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. And you can find us at Making Life Brighter on Facebook. So check it out. Stay tuned. And all the archives will be on MakingLifeBrighter.com. We'll be right back.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series Live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And I have our special guest, Peter Bedard, here with us today. And Peter is a special hypnotherapist and I'll just call him all-around healer here in L.A. and soon to be the world. He's been actually speaking around the world for the last few years and while he's been writing this book. And you really need to go and check out this book. Go buy it on Amazon or any other outlet that you can find it on. It's called Convergence Healing, Healing Pain with Energetic Love by Peter Bedard, B-E-D-A-R-D. So what's your website, Peter?
You can find me online at a few different places. My primary website is convergencehealing.com. So Convergence, the name of the book, C-O-N-V-E-R-G-E-N-C-E, healing.com. I also have my Create Your Health website, which is sort of my umbrella brand. And on Create Your Health, you can go to CYHTs.com. And that's where you can find my healing teas.
And they're awesome, by the way.
I should have brought some to you.
Awesome.
What are you thinking? I'm going to have to mail you some.
I love his teas. He's really a tea aficionado, I have to tell you. He had a whole tea store in downtown LA, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing because one of the things I discovered as a way to help myself was, remember, I spoke that we have to heal on all levels, right? Well, food is one of those levels that we need to focus on.
It's like
we
medicine need to, almost.
Food is, that's the Ayurvedic world,
right.
Word, right? Food is healing. Food is medicine. And so I was looking at my diet, and I still don't have the most amazing diet now, but I had to eliminate some things that were causing problems for
me. Were you cheating?
I was. I don't have a very bad diet, but I do. I don't keep anything in my house that's sugary. But when I go, like my mom and dad tease me all the time because when I go there, I just eat junk food. They have junk food in their house. And when I go there, for whatever reason, my diet's junk food. For the day or two that I go visit them, that's my diet. And it just is. And I don't beat myself up about it. I don't make it wrong or bad. And it's something I don't do that often. So I'm really not worried about it. You know, I look fine. I'm not worried about about
you're
that
good.
Type of thing.
Yeah. It's no problem. You're working clearly on what you're writing about.
Yeah. But with the teas, I discovered that, wow, there's ways I could really help myself feel better and I could support the healing that I'm doing on my own and with all these therapists that I'm going to. I could support it herbally.
Right.
And so I started doing research on Mother Nature and the amazing gift that she has to give us of this cornucopia of herbs. And so I started creating these different tea blends and I have a Happy Tummy blend, right? Because my gut was having problems.
I know, I love your names. I love all your names.
Happy Tummy. We have Happy Tummy and Sleep Well and No More Anxiety. I love that one. I give that to my clients. When they come to me for
everyone
a session.
Everyone needs that.
Yeah, right? When they come to me for a session, they get an ounce of the No More Anxiety tea. If they come to me in person, I
there
actually get that to them. So all these teas are really important. And then the third website is just createyourhealth.com. And createyourhealth.com was a passion project for me. It was me going, oh my God, these people that are out there and what they do, all of these resources and nobody's talking about that. Now people are more than ever, but there wasn't a place for people to really understand, well, what really is iridology? What really is acupuncture? What is Mayan abdominal massage? Never heard of that, right? And so I just started meeting healers and then filming them.
Cool.
And so it's really fun. If you want to learn what a particular healing modality is, there's 60 plus videos, certainly not everything that's out there, but you can go and you see me. I actually sit down with the healer and talk to them about what they do. And it's two parts. Then the next part is they have to do what they do on me.
Neat.
So I'm their guinea pig. And it's amazing. It's really fun. And you do just little 5-minute episodes on YouTube. You can Create Your Health on YouTube if you want to find it, or createyourhealth.com.
Great. So you all can find Peter in a variety of ways, but in this particular book that you've written, you have a cheat sheet in the back of the book particularly because it spells out what you've been talking about throughout the whole the whole book. And these are kind of your prescriptive ideas around what the steps are to this.
Yeah. So
the steps of healing, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. In having to heal myself, as I stumbled through this process of healing myself, I started to notice, oh, this is a process. This really is. This isn't just something I'm falling into. There's something here that actually makes sense. And I started really paying attention to that as I really feel I was being led through all of this healing.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. And so I started to understand, wow, there's this process, and what would it be? What if I wrote it down? And that's really how the book became. It took many years because I started with creating this process a decade ago. Right? More than a decade ago now. And I didn't really start writing it as a book until a few years ago.
So what are some of these steps that
So one of the primary steps that I really like to share with people is to step out of the fog. And that's the experience of taking absolute responsibility for your life. And most people don't do that. We have this weird thing in our culture where we're always being told that it's our life, right? And it's up to you. But at the same time, we're constantly making excuses for that.
Right, we don't really own it.
No, we don't own it. Mm-hmm. We don't own it at all. And that's got to stop. You've got to take that position of this is my life, my breath, my body, and this is where I choose to be. When we do that, we move into a place of power. And I don't care what the experience is. Somebody killed me, folks, right? Somebody killed me, and it was done to me, but it doesn't matter. Somebody killed me, drove me into the back of the semi-truck. I died, obviously, and came back, right? I have to take responsibility. I had to take responsibility for that experience. It's my life. It's my breath. It's my body. I could no longer be the victim to the person that did what they did to me. And when I did that, my healing rose a level.
It empowered you.
It empowered me. It empowered me to say, I'm going to do whatever it is I need to do, and I'm going to step out, and I'm going to take those risks. It doesn't matter if I'm uncomfortable. It doesn't matter if I think it's crazy. It doesn't matter if I'm looking at that thing because I have no familiarity with it, because I didn't know what holistic therapies were. I thought it was all woo-woo crap, and I still call it woo-woo crap because I love
it. Woo-woo.
I'm woo-woo. I'm totally woo-woo.
So what's another step?
So another one is befriending your disease.
Oh, that's good.
So whatever the disease state that you're going through, make it your best friend. Most of us do the opposite. So if you were that part of me, well, I don't want to do that. If over here there's this part of me, right? There's a shadow clone of me. And that shadow of me is my pain. Most of us look at that pain and we start yelling at it. We scream at it. We tell it to go away. We hate it. I'm frustrated with you. I can't stand you. We want to drug it. We want to cut it out. We're abusive to it.
Yeah.
Now, if I was on the receiving end of that, I'd be flipping my fingers.
Yeah.
Right? I can't say the word, right? But I'd be flipping my fingers at that person that's abusing me like that.
Right.
And I would even say, oh, you think it's bad now? You treat me like that? You have no idea how bad it's going to be. Right?
You wait.
Yeah. And I found that. Because as if I started beating that pain up, I really discovered that it came back at me twice.
Mm-hmm.
Two times harder, at least,
Brilliant observation, really.
Right.
Because it's true.
It is.
And people don't get out of the cycle.
You just stay in it. And you beat yourself up more and you hurt more. And then you beat yourself up more and you hurt more.
That's the responsibility part.
Exactly. So they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And so when you actually make this problem, this dis-ease, this pain, whatever it is you're feeling, emotional, physical, spiritual, whatever it is, when you stop running from it, you stop medicating it, you stop beating it up, and you turn around and you say to it, I am willing to make you my best friend. And not only that, but I love you.
Oh, I love it. It's so brilliant.
You gotta love it. So the pain, you switch that dynamics of that relationship and you create a boundary of love instead of abuse.
Wonderful.
And so when we feel loved, we can do anything in the world.
Yeah.
When we feel loved, we can keep going and climb that mountain, right? So what would happen if you actually let your pain, that part of you that hurt, feel loved? Imagine how amazingly well it could heal because it has that support, right? It has that love that's there.
Have you experienced that with people that you've been treating? I mean, do you have an example of of somebody that you've applied this with that's a profound example to you of that power?
One's not coming right off my head, but that's profound, but I think it's because I've just gotten so used to it.
Yeah, right.
This is a norm in my practice.
Right.
I'm constantly having light bulbs go off, little miracles in the work I do with people, whether it's through a group session or a Skype session or an individual counseling session. It doesn't matter. There's constant light bulbs going off.
Yeah.
And I've just kind of gotten used to it, and people come up to me and they're like, that was the most amazing thing, wow, and they write me these letters of miracles in their life, and I'm like, yeah, okay, great, you know, it's my norm.
Well, it's you're being used as sort of a channel of sorts.
I'm totally a channel
to
communicate
what you're
that.
Doing it's so mm-hmm. it's so evident
yeah
that not only is it your passion, but isn't that true, don't you think that when people follow that passion, there's another thing about
Absolutely.
Turning this around, right? If they mm-hmm. follow your passion instead of keep focusing on what that pain is.
Yeah. Well, that's actually one of my last steps, and I call it the gold in the garbage. So the gold in the garbage is one of my favorites, because when that step of gold in the garbage, when you can really step into that process of the gold in the garbage, when you really step into it, it means that you've healed.
How do you know that? How does someone know they've healed?
When you can pass on the healing.
Beautiful.
And that's the gold.
Yeah.
So the garbage is, you know, that somebody killed me, they drove me into the back of a semi-truck, I died, I had to learn how to walk again, I had chronic pain for 20 years, I had fibromyalgia, blah, 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 blah. That's the garbage of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
The gold is that I've done so much work on healing myself, and I've found my center, that I now share that with other people. That is the gold. And I am sharing that gold constantly. And because I'm sharing it, I'm always being given it back.
Right.
It's an amazing experience.
It's never empty.
It's never empty, exactly. It's that real concept of just an eternal, sustainable, where we love that word nowadays. It's completely sustainable. When you live from that experience of sharing your gold, life just unfolds.
Right.
Yeah. And I get to witness miracles sharing it all the time. I have people that, you know, just with that step of befriend your disease, I have people who've come to me and I ask them, I take them to like a real calm state, and I ask them to just make friends with that part of them, to stop yelling at it and beating it up. And when they do that, their pain level drops from a 0 to 10, let's say it was a 10, just in that little short conversation, their pain level drops probably 2-3 points.
I love it. Well, everybody, you have to go get this book and check it out for yourself. And then you can look up where you can find Peter online and follow him along, and you'll probably see him on TV soon. It's called Convergence Healing, Healing Pain with Energetic Love. And I always ask everybody one question: what makes your life brighter?
Oh my God, you, this, all of these things, you know, my clients, the people around me, the little things in life, Greg, seeing the beach, the ocean, the driving over here was magical. And paying attention to those things, that's what makes my life brighter. It's not the big things. It's the amazing, beautiful little things of when you open the door and I got to see you after not seeing you for a while, and you were just sparkly. Makes my life brighter. Absolutely.
Well, I love you, and this is wonderful. Everyone, you have to go get this book. It's by Peter Bedard, Convergence Healing, Healing Pain with Energetic Love. It's fabulous, and you will love these stories, and you will love the way he lays out these steps one by one, so you can go through it and practice it, and then go meet him at one of his upcoming seminars and check it out. What's your website again?
ConvergenceHealing.com.
See? There you have it. All right, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Making Life Brighter. It's right here. Woohoo! Go Jolly!
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive Free Roam Sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with Medical Intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. This is Winifred Adams as your host. And wow, Peter's awesome, isn't he? Did you love that? He's really great. So if you can pick up a copy of his book, you can go to Amazon and check it out there. Peter is going to be speaking, and for his schedule, you can check out his website as well. And he's starting to do seminars around the world. So yeah, cool. It's our time. The healers are coming out. Look out, world. The light is coming, and we can feel it. So thank you all for listening. This has been great. Sharing with Peter like that is amazing, and I have a rated R outtake with him speaking very honest, behind-the-scenes truth about his life, which I will post on the website. And so if you want to hear that, I am just warning you, some of it is very rated R, but it's truth. It's his life. It's what took place. It's how he's come to be the person that he is today. And I feel, as someone that interviews other people and also someone that values the truth about people, this is important because it's his journey and his take on how he's navigated his own world and his own influences and the things that he did, and then how he came around to see things from a perspective of a new consciousness, and then how that's affected him since that point. So that special outtake will be on the website, and you'll be able to listen to that as soon as you can check it out there. So yeah. Well, we have a lot of cool things, as I said, coming up. But once again, I'd like to just remind you, Making Life Brighter has been dedicated to the Free Roam Sanctuary down in Brazil. And after my visit there, which was entirely amazing, and it was just such a beautiful, pristine land, and it was a trip that was speaking volumes in energy. It was the setup to go. It was the crystals that were blessed, that were taken and placed, the vortexes and the grid lines that were made for the elephants. And I know intuitively that they hear, see, and feel that. And those that are being moved know that. They already know that. Elephants speak intuitively, and they don't have to speak near one another to speak intuitively. They can be far away from one another. They have their own grid system of speaking, and it's not just about walking. So whenever I travel in the last few months, wherever I've gone, I've been visiting and speaking to the elephants directly in different parts of the world, going and offering love to them and letting them know that there's this place that's happening for them and for their brothers and sisters that can go there, that have the ability to go there. This place will exist for them. And it's with your contribution and your donation that that can happen. Making Life Brighter is put in equivalent to about $7,000 now in support of that sanctuary, from time spent, radio commercials, radio shows, all of that, actual donations, asking local businesses and people to please donate, and all the efforts put in to do that, as well as a very special fundraiser that's going to be coming up in Malibu at an art gallery in September. So if you're going to be in the LA area or around locally to Malibu, please contact me for details at radio@makinglifebrighter.com, and you'll be able to see that coming up on the website come August. So that's another way that we're going to try and help. And there's been many people that have risen to the occasion. It's just spectacular. So thank you. Thank you to everyone that has donated. And I know you've told me that you can't find a place when you donate to say it came from Making Life Brighter Radio and that you heard it there. But that's okay. You can always post something on their Facebook or post it on the Making Life Brighter Facebook and let us know that you did. Let us know you donated. And I will be listing the people that have so far in succession. So yeah, it's all good stuff. All good stuff. Globalelephants.org is what you're looking for, and their Tennessee office in case you have trouble donating that way. So that's neat. Just think, by September, two captive elephants will go and be able to roam freely, and you'll be able to watch it via video cam, and that's pretty cool. So apparently there's going to be a pretty big event, and they've invited some additional press people, probably for their documentary as well, and that's kind of cool. So, yay! Something fabulous is happening for this little part of the world where they're not poaching, they're rehabbing, and that's great. It's just fantastic. So, I would like to share with you a song, and I've written music and am a voting Grammy member. And I am on iTunes. You can find me on iTunes under Winifred Adams. I will be listing and posting new music coming soon. And I will share again with you some of the things that I've written about consciousness and some cool vibes that we've put together. I've worked with some of the very best people in LA, the best session players, the best musicians. I worked with the lady that was Prince's guitarist. I worked with people that you know by name in terms of the people that they've worked for. And, you know, just the top of the top. And I'm just grateful that they've included me in their fold because it means the world to me. Just absolutely the world to me to be included in that kind of elite musicianship. Is not only an honor, it's a highlight of my life. And so I'll share with you now some of my music. And I hope you go jolly, and I hope this makes your life brighter. And go out and get Peter's book, check it out, tell a friend, and maybe you can catch a seminar near you with Peter. And I will see you guys next week right here on Making Life Brighter. Thank you for listening.
The sun shine in your hands. We've got the sun shine in our hands. Now let it shine all over this land. You've got to love one another. Whoa, shine, shine on your brother, and the whole world will discover in the arms of every woman and man. You've got the sun. Shine. promised land.
Listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go Jolly!